Sexplorers behave, that's what they say when we're together. Watch how you play, they don't understand, and so we're coming just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's glands, trying to stroke away, holding it tight, and then you put your lips around me and you lick all around, and then I say, I think I'll come now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think I'll come now. The sucking of my cock is the only sound. What's the clicking? Why the clicking?
Have a sex toy, we'll try it. Have a fetish, we'll try it. We masturbate and copulate to recreate and educate. We are the Trisexuals.
Welcome to the Trisexuals Podcast. I'm Max Chameleon.
I'm Lily Chameleon.
And I'm Kit.
And guys, I'm so happy that we're recording a podcast today. So kind of a good news, bad news situation, depending on your persuasion. We actually have no guests today, which I tend to actually think is a good news situation. I'd like to vary it a little bit between having guests and not having guests. And I just really miss getting the three of us together and just having a fun little sexual conversation. And, you know, the listener hopefully feels like that they're a fourth member of our conversation that just doesn't talk very much, you know. I don't know. What do you guys think about that? Lily's just laughing. Apparently, this is a terrible idea.
No, I think it's a great idea. I'm just sitting here laughing and trying not to sneeze.
Why are you sneezing? Are you allergic to sex?
No, it's springtime, so my allergies are going nuts.
It's springtime. Your allergies are going nuts, and all of the sexy sexplorers are in heat.
Yeah. I can't wait for the 1st of May.
I don't want to get, a takedown notice here for singing that song.
Yeah.
So, we like to start each podcast episode with what's playing. So, let's see, who do we have first here on the list? Lily, would you like to tell us what you've been playing with lately?
Of course. So, Kitten Boheme actually just did a giveaway, and I won the Vivio silicone dildo from Ubereem. And I played with it last night. It's a beautiful color. It has like this... like yellowish gold and has a swirl on it, and the tip of it is like when it goes in, it's just it hits the G-spot right on the nose.
So I definitely noticed that, like, everyone that's a sex toy maker seems to be upping their game with the ability to do swirls and amazing patterns and that sort of thing. And I've seen stuff from Xenocat Artifacts where she's actually doing kind of like art on the bottom and it actually looks like something.
Oh, yeah, like the one that we got for Valentine's. It had a little heart at the bottom.
Yeah, so like across the board, just makers are just blowing it away with this stuff. I'm always impressed and amazed. I mean, can you imagine doing art in this, you know, medium that's, it's basically like working with honey and trying to get designs and shapes
into
it.
Well, it's like Lust Arts, like how they have all the amazing, like, dildos and the, oh my gosh, like the alien one they just did.
Oh, yeah. And well, they end up painting the outside of it with silicone, which is a whole other thing. But we're getting carried away. let's see. Kit is next on the list. What have you been playing with lately?
Okay. I'm super excited about this. I've got a couple things to talk about, but I have something that has just been like creating such a stir. This is great, and I've got some picture stuff to show you. So this is called the Vixen Maker by a great little company called Flurb, and it's actually both a plug and a penetrable. And it is also, to boot, it is this feral canine design. I've never seen anything quite like it. And so they've got three sizes. They've got a little one that's just like penetrable wise, like finger size. I have the medium one, which is like it can fit a whole cock. And then they've got a large one for a whole fist, which is pretty awesome. And it's like really nice and, you know, nice and soft. The plug part is large. It is a monster. I'm still working on getting it in. But this is super cool because when you have it in, of course, you've got this great little feral shape now that you've turned your body into, which is so cool. I've had people ask me, it is really nice and soft. It's hollow all the way through, so it's going to have plenty of length for you. It does show some mold seams. I've had people ask me about the mold seams. They are visible, but unlike sometimes mold seams are like a really scratchy thing. Mm. These just seem pretty soft. So for me, they don't really change the experience of the toy, but they are there invisible. So that's good to know. But this is still really awesome design. And Flurb was awesome enough actually to give you a special code for a few bucks off. So if you do order it, save the extra bucks, use code KITT, K-I-T-T, and get your discount. So
that's awesome. I definitely want to get one of these. And, you know, I really hope that someday they start doing some other different shapes. Because I had an idea similar to this. We were going to call it Pussy Pals, actually. And the idea was it's kind of like how guys have sheaths that they can wear to change the look and feel of their cock. And, you know, well, it's pretty much this idea. I think that this is awesome. I can't wait to see what else
they come up with. So is it just smooth on the inside or is it textured?
That's a good question.
It is mostly smooth. There's like a little bit of like nubbly rings almost. Like it's not super duper texture, but it's not like completely slick. There's like a just like a nubbly like rings. I don't know. That's the best way I could describe
it. It would be interesting if they, you know, started going down the fantasy toy line and do like scales or something on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I imagine that would be, you know, pretty tricky. Like, Holo Troys are pretty tricky, and then, like, all the different things they've done. So, I don't know. I asked them if they had a mare in the works or something like that, and they were thinking about doing that, too, at some point, possibly. So, I mean, don't quote me on it, but it's something that we've, you know, kind of thrown around. So, I think that would be awesome to do all the different kinds. But, It is really a one-of-a-kind thing. Like, I've seen hollow plugs before, just plain hollow plugs, but this is really cool because it's got that nice canine aspect, and it is just really different.
I really wonder if you could use this in conjunction with an SPH on a mersuit. You know, so you put, like, the fursuit on, you have the hole available there to your goodies, and then you can put this, you know, like a grommet, like inside of you, and then you know it sounds like it's probably wide enough on the outside that it would like clamp the fur to the side, right? And then it would look like this.
Okay, so when we get our fursuits, we're gonna have to try this at some point.
Yeah, but we don't have SPHs.
God damn it!
I actually think that probably would work really pretty well because it does have like it's got that narrow neck like a plug. So, I mean, you've got it in, but you might be able to sort of tuck
the fur,
you know, fursuit around it, and like it would probably look pretty darn good is what I'm expecting. Like, I don't have a fursuit, unfortunately, with an SPH, but and that would be really cool to test. But yeah, that is a great idea. Next thing I wanted to talk about is really interesting. As you know, I'm specializing in fantasy toys. I don't do a lot of your like standard conventional toys anymore. But I was contacted by Paloqueth, and for of all things, a rabbit. There's actually a rabbit, a tongue tickler, and under the bed restraints. And I don't know if you've been, you know, reading along with me and stuff like for a while, you know, I'm pretty particular about vibes there. I love a big variety of dildos, but a lot of times vibes, I'm just like, they're not powerful enough or they're not whatever. And usually rabbits are even a worse thing for me. Like, I'm like, I don't find them to fit. So I was sort of nervous about doing this. I don't even know why I said, sure, I'll review it. Because I don't like, you know, doing things I might think I'd give a really negative review to. But when I got this rabbit, I was pretty blown away by the strength. Like, this thing has some serious power. And I'm still not big on the rabbit shape. Rabbits just never fit my body. But it's got some really good power for internal stimulation. And I'm pretty fond of that. Like, this has become probably my favorite internal vibe play with those. Wow. So I'm like, yeah, it's got some juice to it. You know, it's got some buzz. I can even use it on the clit. And it's got some, you know, some goodness. I'm still, you know, it's not going to replace my Wee Vibe Tango, but what else does? Nothing else comes even close, but Yeah, yeah. If you are in the market for a rabbit or something kind of plain, like, this is pretty darn good. So,
you know, that's funny. You're talking about, like, rabbits to me strike me as that design is if you take, like, some guy that doesn't fully understand female anatomy and ask him to design a toy that he thinks is going to be the most amazing thing for a female-bodied individual. To me, that's, like, what a rabbit it looks
right?
like.
It does. Because everyone's body proportions are a little different, so they never hit you right in the clit. Plus, like, I don't know. I just don't ever like the feeling of the ears. Yeah. They feel like it's not the right kind of stimulation. I am not a fan of rabbits at all.
And to be fair, you're talking about the sex toy, not the actual, like, you know, anthropomorphic rabbits. I'm sure you like anthropomorphic.
No, love anthropomorphic rabbits. Like, the thing with this one, I mean, in some ways, if I could, like, I would just take the rabbit off. It's not removable, but, you know, you've got that nice thing. But there is one advantage to having this be a rabbit, and that is it will make it anal safe.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not going to, not going to get lost. So I can use that nice, really powerful vibe anally, too. And it's a pretty slim toy. It doesn't have a ton of girth. So it's actually really, really good for that.
Saved by the ears.
Is it all plastic or is it silicone?
Oh, it's silicone. Yeah, it's silicone. I absolutely don't review anything that is not, you know, a good, clean, healthy toy material. I don't do any jelly or any just like weird, like, you know, PVC, whatever. It's got to be silicone, glass, you know, a metal, wood. But yeah, so this is silicone. It's body safe. But yeah.
So that leaves me. And I have to say, Sexplorers, I feel a little bit like the kid that showed up to school and didn't do his homework.
Don't tell me you're going to tell me that the cat ate your homework.
No, but I do have a handy excuse.
Uh-huh, what is it?
I know, I always have an excuse. I did just start a new job, which is actually really good news, I think, for the podcast and trisexuals in general. Some of you may have heard me complain about how I was traveling a lot and how that was a big problem. So now that is finally over. So I'm pretty happy about that, and I think that means that things are going to be moving forward. But because of the whole transition with the new job, Lily and I are moving apartments. I haven't really been able to sit down and think about sex toys a lot, so I apologize for that.
And what that means is we need to change that. We need to get some new stuff in and start playing.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was just thinking about, you know, like some sort of sexy scene where I approach the teacher and say I didn't complete my homework, and she or he says, like, well, there's other ways that you can, you know, make up for your homework if you still want a good grade. Sorry, I was like totally going down that rabbit hole. It's not good.
It's morning.
Anyway, I think this is a good time to stop. It's hardly morning. It's 10:30. This isn't morning anymore. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's still, you know, pre-afternoon, but
it's still morning until noon.
Okay. But anyway, now is a good time to have a word from our sponsor. Hey, Sexplorers. I'm really excited to talk to you today about a truly exceptional sex toy shop, Vibrant. Located at bevibrant.com, Vibrant has a commitment to inclusivity with a sex-positive and education-forward approach. As the trisexuals, we love to recommend Vibrant. We can be sure that each and every toy that they carry is of high quality and is 100% body safe. You simply can't go wrong. Vibrant is also backed by Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains. How cool is that? As fans of the show, you will receive 20% off your order at bevibrant.com when using the code TRISEXUALS at checkout. That's TRYSEXUALS. That's bevibrant.com. And use the code TRISEXUALS at checkout to get 20% off your body-safe toys. Thank you to Vibrant for supporting the trisexuals and making the sex-positive world a better place. Welcome back, Sexplorers. So, one thing that a lot of you probably know about our chat, or maybe you don't, we actually have a chat room that we like to use. It's on a service called Telegram. It works a little bit like IRC. We have, a clean version of it, semi-clean, where we still talk about sex and sex toys, that sort of thing. And then there's what we call the red chat, the not safe for work chat, where people share naughty pictures and all sorts of fun things like that. We have a user on there, individual called Zero. Now, you might recognize that name from our previous podcast, and I say podcast in quotations because it wasn't an official podcast. It was obviously just just an April Fool. All right. You're not as good at the dryad noises as he is. But that was just an April Fool's Day episode where we had Zero on as the dryad. Now, one thing I wanted to give Zero a shout-out on is in the Red Chat, which has over 100 people in it, they actually went through and did these cute little sketches and drawings of all the people that were in the chat. Mm-hmm. It's, like, really cool. I ended up getting one of my Pine Martin. Lily got one of the Doe. Kit got a Zell done.
And they are adorable. Okay, they are seriously cute. I just have to say that. Like, Zero did an amazing job.
Yeah, they did an excellent job on that. They provided all the sounds for the previous episode, and it was kind of their idea.
And they did the artwork, too, which they did the artwork. I still cannot believe. They had Max and I sitting on our... Oh my God, what kind of bed do we freaking have?
Oh yeah, they actually, this is actually an interesting thing to point out. If you look at that drawing that Zero did, they had actually just started listening to the podcast and they ended up binging through all the episodes in just a matter of a week or something like that. But they actually kept track of what toys were mentioned on the show and our bed. So they actually, without seeing pictures of any of this stuff, they ended up drawing something that looks identical to our adult bunk bed, our adult size bunk bed, and all the toys in there are all toys that have been mentioned on the podcast previously.
And if you look, there is a little thing of honey in there too.
That's right. Yeah, they worked in the honey after the episode.
It's incredible. And then after the episode aired, Zero actually sent me a picture they had drawn of my fursona with my
strap on
dick on fire.
Dick on fire, yeah.
Because I am still waiting for
someone. No, don't do it. What is wrong with you?
I'm a Satanist.
Do not
I'm
wait
sorry.
For people to do a Satanist. This is news to me.
Satanist, Satan.
I think you're thinking you're a sadist.
Sadist.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Well, you might be both. God. Who the heck knows? Lily's a Satanist. You heard it first.
Well, yeah, I could be.
Well, we lost Kit. She's dead now.
I have been watching a lot of the Sabrina on Netflix, so yeah. Are you okay,
Kit?
Kit?
Had to step away.
You just about killed me. I'm still recovering from this cold, and you can't say shit like that. I'm going to cough up a lung.
Lily the okay. Satanist. Well, I know what your sign-off's going to be. So, Kit, I understand that you've been releasing some more foot fetish photos. Is that right?
Okay. Oh, my God. Now, this has been the most sexy fun ever. Like, this is neat. So, let me give you a little recap, because we talked about this a little bit on the last episode. So, I had taken a picture of, like, my feet in Shibari, and people started popping up and with a foot fetish, and they're like, hey, do you have more pictures? Do you sell these? Are you, you know, what's... And I'm like, wow, this is really interesting, because I didn't know anything about foot fetish. So I started talking to these people, and this has been so much fun. Like, I launched an AD account at Heart and Souls. I've got, actually do have some foot fetish pictures and things for sale on there too, if you want to look. And like, the response has been amazing. I created an Amazon wish list, like, at someone's suggestion, and people have been sending me gifts. Like, I've got a spreader bar, I've got, like, this beautiful anklet and a collar and some thigh-high stockings, and I'm like, oh my God, you guys are spoiling me to pieces. This has been incredible, and people have been, like, writing in and saying the most, like, hot things to me. I've been posting all this stuff on my account, so it's been super fun. And one of the things that came because of that, I'm like, I got one of those great little, I saw one of those memes. It's like one like, you know, and I'll tell you one of my kinks. And so I got that going. It's up to like 20 something now. And if people write in, I'll keep putting more. But instead of just being like, oh, I have a kink for mersuiting or whatever, like I tell you why and what I find hot about it. And that has been so much fun interaction. People have had the neatest things to share with me about their kinks and me about mine. And I love this interaction.
So and the other Kit's thing, little collection of kinks.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, and there's tons more. I have tons more. So some of them are really vanilla. Some of them are really out there. And
you don't
crazy.
Have any vanilla kinks. What are you talking about?
I do. I have a ton of vanilla kinks. I mean, like, I like vanilla stuff, too. I like it all. Huh. I like the variety. So you might get something that's a little more like, oh, that's sweet. And then you might get something else and you're like, holy shit, that is really twisted. There, it's all there. And then I got this great little Zell-brained idea. So I put out this tweet and I'm like, I want to expand my collection. So I want your cock in my collection. And I've actually got a link where you can go and get a kit. And you can send me your cock or pussy. There's one for that, too.
The kit. We got to cover this copy of the cock. If you want the actual cock, you sound more like a serial killer.
You want a copy.
Don't actually chop your dick off and send it to me in the mail. No, this is a silicone copy. And so when it comes in, it's going to be like part of my toy collection. So I'm going to post, you know, pictures when they come in on Twitter, like maybe a little group picture in each one, you know, a picture. And I'm a huge cock appreciator. Okay, I love them. So I'm like, ooh, I'm going to get some that are uncut. I'm going to get some like chubby ones, some like long skinny ones. This is going to be super fun. And I've already had like 5 people. And I just launched this last night that are like, yeah, tell me where to send it. And so, yeah.
Well, I mean, guys are always looking for places to send their cocks.
That is a good thing. Unsolicited dick pics.
I have a lot of exhibitionists, though, like that follow me. And I actually had someone say, you know, I've never really had, like, you know, someone like say these nice appreciative things, because they're going to send me one. And I'm like, well, you know, they're like, can I send you a picture to show you the goods before it arrives? And I'm like, well, sure, let's see what's coming. And they're like, I feel so appreciated, you know, that someone has these nice things to say. And it gave me such a warm fuzzy, because people do need to feel good about their bodies. Cocks are wonderful. Pussies too. And I'm totally down with anything you want to send. So you're welcome to DM me and I'll give you my shipping information and you can send it along. And if you take progress pictures, okay, that is something else that's really cool. If while you're taking the mold of your bits, you want to take some pictures and tweet about that, I will totally share that all over my Twitter account, and that's going to be just good fun.
Give me your soft, your erect, your huddled dicks yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming pants. Send these, the lost in the unloved penises, to me.
That has been an original by Max Chameleon.
Just pulled it out of my ass.
The unloved penises. Oh, but I'm like, I do. I want to collect them all. And you know what's really cool?
Oh my God, so, this is your version of Pokemon Go. It's Cockymon Go.
Oh my God, you are so right. Collect them all.
Do you need little Pokeballs with them poking out?
Pokeballs, yes. I would. Testicles would be great too. Cast those. Give me some Pokeballs. But no, it's really cool because, I mean, I love fantasy toys. There's nothing like something sculpted. And, you know, I really have always liked realistic toys. They're fun too, but a lot of times, you know, they're just like sculpted realistic. They're not an actual cast of a cock. And these are going to be fun because I'm like, this is a real person's cock that, you know, that is actually out there and in my followers. It's not just, you know, some lovely piece of art, which I love too. This is like, wow, this is a real cock, and I'm going to have a whole collection. This will be my Pokemon cock collection. This is awesome.
I think you may have actually uncovered, you know, a new source for people to blog stuff, right? So there's people that review sex toys. Obviously, we do that. There's people that review all sorts of things. You can actually review people's real cocks now.
I will be happy to tell you what I think is awesome about it. Everyone's got some wonderful feature about their cock. So, yes, we'll do a little cock review for you if you send me something along.
Kit's blog of penis positivity and perfect penetrative... I don't
Penis.
Know, I got something. I'll work on that. I'll workshop Pokey that dicks. And bring it back.
I need to create a hashtag for this, so you're giving me ideas here. Kits Pokedex. I don't know. I'll have Pokedex. To think about it.
Well, actually, so that's not a bad one. I kind of like your is working on that a little bit, because the Pokedex is, isn't that the collection of all the Pokemon?
Yeah, like the possible ones that have? Yeah, the Pokedex is all the different ones, yeah.
Right, so this is kind of like your Prickedex or something like that.
My Prickedex. I like that. I like that a lot.
And what's great about, you know, following this analogy with the penis Pokemon analogy is that every penis has its, like, original form, and then it has an evolved form.
Yes!
If you're lucky.
Exactly, oh right? Oh my god! This is the best analogy ever.
Lily's over here. She's ready to start set someone's dick on fire, and it's probably going to be me.
Yeah.
So, speaking of dicks, Lily doesn't have her own dick. I mean, unless you count mine and the fact that my balls are in her purse all the time.
That is true.
But she does from time to time make use of a dick when she's pegging me or, you know, wants to top a female-bodied individual. And one of the things,
peg another individual.
Or peg another individual. And one of the things she likes to use is a field dough. Now, for those of you that might not be familiar, a field dough is basically a strapless strap-on. It has this kind of bulbous end that goes inside the female-bodied individual, and it has a penis that comes out the front. You don't have to use a strap with it. Some people like to use a strap with it. We had just recently used this during a pegging session that we had, and we had posted a fun little picture on our AD account, and there was a few questions, I believe, that people had, right, Lily, about
the field
dough?
Oh, yeah, we had some questions come in about, like, do you use it, you know, with or without a strap on? What does it feel like? And for me, you can use it with or without a strap on, and that's one of the things. So the little bulb that goes inside of you, if you either keep your legs like completely closed or you have really strong Kegels, you can actually hold onto it while you're pegging. The main question was about to use it with or without a harness.
Oh, okay. So one of the things that's interesting about this is I think because Lily is shorter than me and I'm taller, when we're doing the typical sort of thing, which is, well, we call it Wolfie style, but it's doggy style. So, like, I get on my hands and knees. My legs are so tall that in order for her to reach me, she has to keep her legs together. So I think we've never had a problem using the field dough and it falling out of her. And I think part of it is because her legs tend to be squeezed together to help holding it in. Some people might have difficulty with it. I know that I've heard from a lot of people that have difficulty with a field dough. In that case, you throw a strap on there and maybe it'll help out.
Right. And the nice thing with the strap on that I have from Aslan is that it basically is just a ring. It's not like there's like a fabric or anything behind it. So it's able to just go in and then go underneath and inside me. So
I was actually going to ask you about that because I don't have any experience with a field dough. That's actually a toy that I've really been wanting to test for a long time. But I'm curious, like, comfort wise, how it is, you know, where there's no straps and there's no panel, like it gives you more skin to skin contact, if that's good, or if it's like more comfortable to use a harness, and how those two really compare.
So it's a really good question. I love using both. So when I'm using the field dough, it is very comfortable without the strap on, but one thing I did notice is, so when you're trying to angle it in to use on someone, it's actually so stiff, it's very hard to try and, you know, actually get it in there sometimes without, you know, hitting your inner wall or something. So that can be a little cumbersome. So
yeah, and the angle of it is kind of like this 45 degree angle, halfway erect thing, which, you know, works for some positions, but sometimes you have to push the head down or push it up or try to get it in the right angle.
And so for, you know, things like that, I would much prefer using like any of our other dildos or, you know, using the Kadar and, you know, be able to have a little bit more control.
Yeah, the Kadar is flexible, so that's one of the things that's nice about it. I'd really love, well, firstly, I think that they need to have some fantasy things that are in the style of field dough, so that would be awesome, because all the ones that they have are smooth, and that's, I mean, especially since I'm such a pansy pooper, having a smooth surface is, you know, it's a nice go-to. It's a nice, easy thing to get in, just get to the fun pegging stuff. But, you know, maybe now and then I want something a little bit different. And that'd be nice to be able to do that with a strapless dildo.
And I think for me, too, like for the female wearer, I don't know. Some people really do well with smooth texture, but I love like nubs and bumps and some texture and some shape, which I think would make it, you know, nice and good to grip too. But I just like the feeling of the nubs, and it would be really awesome if someone would create something with some texture on that bulb so you really get a lot of sensation.
Texture on the bulb, texture on the outside, both places. Now, one thing that was just occurring to me, and we might have to try this out, Lily, is let's get like a sheath, right? Like one of the cock sheaths, and try putting that over the bulbous part. Like maybe turn it inside out or something like that.
And not only the bulbous, we need to put it on the other end. I know you...
It's too big. It's going to be too big for my pansy
Pooper.
Well,
then I will have to get a couple of our play partners and see about playing with them with that, because I really think we need to test all these out.
Stunt butt.
Stunt butt.
Stunt holes.
Stunt butt.
Which also, that's an interesting question, because isn't there also condoms out there that have like the ripples and things, so
you
can
put
that
on
there.
Out condom.
And so it'll still maintain the thinness, you know, of it being able to go in easily, but it'll have those ridges.
I bet Tanga eggs would be good too, because they're
that's
not
another good idea.
Super thick, yeah.
Yeah, I think we actually have a couple Tanga eggs hanging around that I had
gotten.
All
right, well, we're going to have to try this out and report back in the next podcast.
I definitely think so. And actually, on the topic of harnesses, Tantus just released a new harness.
Oh, yes, I saw. It's the one with the rainbows all over it, right?
Yeah, the inclusion harness.
You know what this makes me think of? If Mork and Mindy had a strap-on harness. Now, that joke's probably, a little too old for some of our people that are listening. Just rest assured, there was a show called Mork and Mindy that there was a person that wore...
Oh, Max, you totally just dated us. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're old.
We are not old. We're not... Was it the term with furs?
Oh, gray muzzles. We are definitely gray muzzles.
Are we gray muzzles?
You're a gray muzzle when you're in the fandom for pretty much... I'd say after 5 years, you're pretty much a gray muzzle.
Yeah.
At that point. And we've been in it for twice that, so...
Oh, my God.
I'm only at 3 years in the fandom, so I'm just like a semi-gray muzzle here.
You're still wet behind the fuzzy ears.
I'm still wet behind the fuzzy ears, yeah.
But anyway, going back to the harness.
Yes, the Tantus harness, which looks really awesome.
It's really cool, and what I really love about this, and it actually just got dropped last night as of this recording from Tantus, and it's vegan. And there's not that many vegan harnesses out there.
What does that mean in this context? Are you going to be eating the damn thing?
No, it means it's made with no animal parts, so it's not like leather or anything like that. Yeah. It's actually, I don't have the aspects of it.
So no animal parts to attach animal parts to you. <Things that
look like that. laughs> Something like that, yeah. And what's great about it is... it's all hand sewn by the crafter, and all of the proceeds actually go to help create queer and trans friendly environments in schools across rural Ontario. This is actually through the Ontario Ministry of Education.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, that's awesome. Go Canada.
Well, go Tantus.
Yeah, go Tantus. Yeah. Holy shit.
You might have to pick one of these up.
I know. Well, they're going to be at Thunder this year, so maybe we can stop.
Oh, that's a good point. Thunder in the Mountains. We might be able to pick one up then.
Yeah, that would be really cool. So what do you think, Kit? Is this going to be on your list of harnesses you might want to get?
Oh, absolutely. Because, like, as of right now, I actually don't own a harness. Oh, my God. I need a harness. Like... And so I've had my eye on several, and there are some really good ones out there. But this one really interests me. I am interested in like that really nice, pretty rainbow color. That's really awesome. Vegan harnesses are good to go for me. So I think that would be a really, really fun thing to test. But yeah, I've got to get my hooves on a harness here pretty soon. So
suddenly I want to write a book about pegging.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I want to do this is because I want the title Harness the Power.
Oh my god.
These puns
are getting so terrible. Where the hell is my frying pan?
Just to make sure that everyone's aware, Lily doesn't actually abuse me with a frying pan.
No, I do hate you.
At least not outside the context of a scene. She was actually hitting, believe it or not, this is a little behind the scenes look, she was actually hitting a jar of peanut butter.
Do you know if anyone actually makes, like, a frying pan paddle? Now, wouldn't that be a hoot?
I feel like it's got to have been done.
I know someone.
I feel like it's got to be done, but I've never seen one.
Maybe that should be next year's April Fools. Like one of our paddle toy makers need to make one.
Yeah, well, I believe that Regalia Paddles from our chat would make such a thing.
So, Regalia, if you're listening, we would like to see this done.
So I have something else fun to share. So one of the things I love to do, and this is on my regular Curious Kid account. This isn't necessarily on my AD, but I do it there too. I love to run polls. I like to know what you guys are into, what your kinks are, what you think about different kinks. And so I run those all the time. And I had one just recently that it actually got like a lot of votes, like 556 votes before it timed out, and people started sharing their stories. So my poll was, have you ever had sex out in public? Had you ever had sneaky sex out in public? And 51% of the respondents said, yeah, I've had it once or twice.
51% admitted to it.
Well, yeah, and 17% more said, yeah, I do it all the time. So that's like a lot. And then 23% more were like, no, but I really want to. So it's a really popular thing. And I actually did a follow-up poll of like, have you ever gotten caught? And about 22% said, yeah, but I don't care. So yeah, 43% are like, no, I've never even been close. And about half of them have masturbated in public. So I thought that was really interesting. But people started writing in and saying, you know, talking about their time, you know, when I had like an older security guard who caught us, or I'm scrolling down through these at the movie theater, you know, and
Lily got
just
caught.
Like, yeah,
I've gotten caught a few times. But that's what I think. That is what makes having sex out in the public really fun and risky, and actually is such a turn on, because you have that sense of excitement. Am I going to get caught? Am I not going to get caught? It's just so sexy.
The riskiest one that I've done, this doesn't really count as out in public, but it's in front of other people. Lily, do you remember when I gave you a hand job in the car with your family?
Oh my God, I remember that. Holy shit.
That was probably the riskiest, followed second place when we had sex in a bathroom.
On the CN Tower.
CN Tower, but my mom was on the same floor.
Yep. There's that one. There's been so many risky ones. I have to say,
We've done a lot of outdoors. And
we have
sort of
done
thing.
A lot, like when camping or
just going for a run or something.
Well, yeah, apparently that's like really popular. I'm scrolling through these comments. Like my favorite one was like, they said, yeah, we got caught in some woodland by a walker. They just watched while we finished and then walked off. I was like, wow, that's actually, I may have to file that one away for later.
But yeah,
that sounds like a good start of a fun little sex write-up.
Yeah.
Sex story. Yeah, and this is, of course, very timely because 1st of May is, you know, officially the day that you can start fucking outside.
Outdoor fucking starts today.
All right, so now is the time in the show where we usually have the Define This segment. But, Sexplorers, let me tell you something. There's a couple problems with Urban Dictionary. I mean, there's many problems with Urban Dictionary.
I was going to say, there's a lot of problems
now. In this context, there's a specific problem. We're kind of running into the problem where a lot of the stuff is a little bit offensive, maybe, or very offensive.
I was gonna say,
there's a lot of stuff on Urban Dictionary that, you know, we're all for sex stuff and sexy stuff and sex positivity, but there's just really offensive, wrong kind of stuff on Urban Dictionary.
Where you just read it, you go, that's just wrong. Just, this is so wrong.
So we've decided to try a little bit of a pivot, and I'm going to introduce a new segment. It works very similarly to define this, but we've gotten rid of the Urban Dictionary element, and the new segment is called Race to the Gutter. And what we do is we have a randomly generated phrase. We basically come up with, as if it were an Urban Dictionary term, what we think that sexual act might be.
I like this. And then we can like talk about which one we prefer.
Yeah, and we'd love to hear what you listeners think it is, because we'll come up with stuff and I'm sure you'll have ideas for it. So it works a little bit kind of like a Cards Against Humanity thing or Boulder Dash. You've ever played that game. We have the term and then we try to come up with the definition for it.
Mm-hmm.
Today's randomly generated phrase is surprise slave.
Surprise slave.
Ooh.
And obviously this would be in the context of sex or BDSM domination, something like that.
Well, I know what I would do if I were going to do a surprise slave, if I were going to define this. So this is interesting because I've actually had a lot of people talking to me lately about erotic hypnosis, which is interesting. I've never done that, but I want to learn more. Anyway, it makes me think of if you had, you know, you're luring the slave in, you're hypnotizing them, and they're not really so aware that they're becoming your slave until, surprise, they've been serving you all along, and, you know, they're in your web. So that's how I imagine a surprise slave.
I like that. I'm actually going to take a little bit different approach to pull from something that actually one of our swinger friends actually told us that they had for a surprise slave. I think it's going to be, so you have one individual, you blindfold them, and then you think you have your partner actually doubting on you like a slave, doting on you like a slave, but it's actually someone or some other people that are completely different, that you have no idea who they are, until at the end you take your blindfold off.
And then you realize who it actually is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So I'm going to take it a slightly different direction than that, but similar in some ways. I think the best way to cover mine is to make up a little scenario, a little story. So Lily and I are going to plan to have a scene where she's going to dominate me, and I'm really looking forward to being her sex slave, right? I really want to, like, you know, use me, you know, sit on my face and all this stuff. So we agree to do a scene. She's going to have control. I'm going to do what she says within the realms of the things that are within my limits. And the scene starts, and I'm all ready and juiced up to go. And surprise, I'm doing the dishes. Surprise, I'm actually sweeping. Surprise, I'm mopping the floors. For me, that's a surprise slave.
Yeah, I can see that. Now so you're giving
We don't really pick a winner on this, but I would really like to hear. Actually, we should have the Sexplorers pick who they think, what definition they like better. And if they have a better definition of what they think, you know, a sexual version of a surprise slave is,
yeah,
I'd love to hear it.
Write in, you know, Telegram, Twitter. Maybe we can make a hashtag specific for this so we can get that in there. Look in the show notes for that hashtag. But I love this new segment. I'm so excited to try this. Oh my god, there's like an endless possibility.
Well, yeah, we're gonna take all the nouns that exist in the language, removing, you know, obviously offensive ones, and then we're gonna take action verbs. I had to look it up this morning, how to build these. So it's I believe transitive action verbs are specifically what we need.
So is this phrase generator something you're actually going to create, Max?
Well, let's not get into that just now.
Okay.
So, that's a little too much information for right now.
Ooh, we're peeling back the curtain a little bit.
No, don't peel back my curtain.
I want to peel back your curtain.
No, don't peel back my curtain, because I'm going to end up fucking doing dishes and mopping the floors and all that garbage.
You do that anyway.
Yeah, this is true. You've been listening to the Trisexuals Podcast. Remember to rate us on iTunes, tell your friends about the podcast, join us on Twitter, Instagram, Telegram, and Reddit. Links and other information can be found in the show notes. I'm Max Chameleon. Race to the Gutter. Me, it's not a race. I just live there.
I'm Lily, the sexual sensual seekers.
And I'm Kit, mistress of the Pokey Dong. I got to stroke them all.
Stroke them all.
Oh my god, we gotta shut it down.
Thanks, you guys.
Oh, thank you all. Love ya.
Bye.